a government censor called Ofcom, Office of Communications, which is the regulator of British broadcasters. They have said, and it's run by a lady called Melanie Dawes. And we need to note these names down, ladies and gentlemen. And when we're through this, at some level through it, these people have to be called to account. We have a situation where this lady and her organisation, which is a government department, has told British broadcasters, and of course they've complied spinelessly as usual, that they will face serious sanctions if they allow any discussion on their television stations and radio stations about any connection between 5G and so-called COVID-19. The British government, through this other idiot, the health secretary, Matt Hancock, you know, people are sitting there all over their houses, 66 million people in this country. Oh, yeah, sitting in my house and doing as I'm told. Because this guy who you wouldn't let run a Lego house, Hancock, he's saying that everyone must do that. I mean, what are we doing? Anyway, people like him are now saying to the giants of Silicon Valley, your Zuckerbergs at Facebook, your Brins and Pages at Google, and your Wachowskis at Google-owned YouTube, etc., that they should ban people who are making a connection between 5G and this COVID-19 crisis. So that tells you, one, they couldn't care less about freedom and the right to free debate. Thus, they have no right to be in government and no right to be running a broadcast regulator. But it tells you something else. Number two, it tells you there is a link between 5G and this health crisis. There's only one reason they don't want it discussed, because there is a link. And who's been promoting 5G and the rollout of 5G? Who runs the licenses for 5G? Ofcom, same woman.